Everyone, to another King's Kids radio lesson. We are so excited that you have joined us. My name is Sister Wren.
And my name is Sister Gloria. We have a great lesson in store for you today. But before we get into the lesson, how about we sing and worship the Lord?
That's a great idea. Our first song is Our God is an Awesome God. Aiden and John, help me sing, okay?
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom.
Is I've Got the Holy Ghost. Ava, Sarah, and Trey, are you going to help me sing?
I've got the Holy Ghost down in my soul. Just like the Bible says, I've got the Holy Ghost down in my soul. Just like the Bible says. Well, I've been to the water and I've been baptized. My soul satisfied. I couldn't take nothing for my journey now. Just like the Bible, just like the Bible, just like the Bible says. I've got the Holy Ghost down in my soul. Just like the Bible says, I've got the Holy Ghost down in my soul. Just like the Bible says. Well, I've been to the water and I've been baptized. My soul got happy and I'm satisfied. I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Just like the Bible, just like the Bible, just like the Bible says.
I am so very glad that I have the Holy Ghost. Aren't you, Sister Gloria?
Absolutely. But you know what, Sister Wren? The Holy Ghost is for everyone.
It sure is. I know a lot of you listening can tell us what we need to do to receive the Holy Ghost, but for those of you who may not know, we're going to tell you.
The first step you need to do is to repent and tell Jesus you're sorry for all of your sins. Then you must be baptized in Jesus' name, and then you can receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, and what a precious gift it is. Thank you, Jesus, for filling me with the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Now, we have one more song to sing. It's called I'm in the Lord's Army. Lacey, Lyndon, and Jocelyn, help me sing, okay?
I may never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery. I may never zoom o'er the enemy, but I'm in the Lord's Army.
Everyone.
Hello, everyone. I am so glad I was able to make it in time to help y'all learn another Bible verse.
Hi, Super Bible Buddy. We're so glad to see you again.
It's good to see everyone as well. So, I've heard that the Bible verse you're trying to learn is 1 Corinthians 1:27.
That's correct, Super Bible Buddy. Can you help us?
Absolutely. That's why I'm here. 1 Corinthians 1:27 says, "And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things that are mighty." And that means you don't have to be a big man to do mighty things for God. You just need to be willing, because with Jesus, you can do all things. He can take the weakest or the smallest thing and make it mighty, and do great things.
Thank you, Super Bible Buddy. That's a good verse to know and hide in our hearts. Can we say it one more time?
Of course. All right, kids, say it with me. "And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things that are mighty." 1 Corinthians 1:27. Good job, y'all. Well, I hate to leave, but I have other places to go that need my help. I'll see you next time. And remember, the greatest superpower there is to have power over sin.
The journey that thou takest shall not be for thine honor, for the Lord shall sell Sisera into the hand of a woman.
It's a girl. What will you call her?
We will call her Deborah.
Israel's judge Ehud had died, and the children of Israel went back to committing evil.
And again the Lord caused him to be sold to one of the heathen kings of Canaan, King Jabin, who reigned in Hazor.
Children of Israel, you are to be our servants. If you should choose to disobey, my commander, Captain Sisera, along with my army of 900 chariots will... Well, let's just say it's not going to be pretty for you.
And no, it wasn't pretty. For 20 years, the king of Canaan mightily made the children of Israel cry,
Uncle! Ow!
Before long, God's people began to cry out for deliverance. But little did they know that this time God's deliverer would come in the form of a woman, which humiliated the men of Israel.
Did you just say a woman?
That's a shame.
How embarrassing!
Early one bright and sunny morning, Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth, left her home to sit under a palm tree between Ramah and Bethel in the mountain of Ephraim. It was here that the children of Israel came to be judged.
Order! Under the palm tree! Order! Thank you. Now that I've judged each one of your problems, someone please fetch me Barak, the son of, what's his face, out of somebody get me Barak, please.
Deborah, you called for me?
Yes, Barak, sit down here a spell. The Lord of Israel has chosen you to go to Mount Tabor and to take with you 10,000 men of the children of Naphtali and Zebulun. With these men, you are to go and destroy Captain Sisera and his army.
I'm not sure if that's a good idea, because first of all, I can't count that high. See? 199? 10,000? And, well, my knees. Well, they have this annoying habit of knocking together. Let me tell you, it is quite unbecoming of a captain to lead an army with knocking knees. I mean, just think. The enemy could hear them and locate our hiding place, and I'm scared.
What a wimp. Oh, poor, poor Barak.
Yeah, I know. You see, it all began when I was 3 years old.
I know all about the time you were traumatized after receiving a teddy bear for your birthday. Remember, I was invited?
Yes, it was so furry and...
All right. So what can I say to convince you that there is no reason to fear?
Say you'll go with me?
You've got to be kidding me. All right, already. I'll go with you. Now, would you please stop your crying and wipe your nose? Oh, and this time, try not to use your sleeve.
Oh, yeah, right.
And here's some hand sanitizer.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Now, hear the word of the Lord, Barak, son of what's his face? Because you have refused to trust in God and have chosen the road of a coward, this journey that you take will not be for your honor, for the Lord will sell Sisera into the hand of a woman.
Sure, whatever. I mean, what good is a man's honor when he's dead? So, when are we to leave?
Right now, but there is no time to lose.
Yes, of course. After you.
After gathering the men of Zebulun and Naphtali, Deborah hastily approaches Barak.
Barak!
No, I want the green lollipop.
Barak, wake up!
What? What is it?
We have to get going, for the Lord God of Israel have promised to lead Sisera, the captain of Jabin's army, to the river Kishon with his chariots and a multitude. And there would he deliver Sisera into your hand.
Meanwhile, unbeknown to the children of Israel, Sisera had already been tipped off about the attack. A messenger of the Kenites had ran to tell Sisera that Barak had gone up to Mount Tabor.
What's this I hear about the children of Israel defying me? Guards, gather together all of the king's chariots of iron, all the people, from Harosheth of the Gentiles unto the river of Kishon. And, by the way, pick me up a cheeseburger and fries from Bob's Biggie Burger.
Yes, Captain Sisera, right away!
What is this? It's impossible!
The battle was fierce, but in no time the Lord defeated Sisera, all his chariots and his host, with the edge of the sword. Leaping from his chariot, Sisera takes off on foot. Barak sees him and chases after him.
Na 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 boo boo. Run, run, as fast as you can. You can't catch me, cause I'm King Jabin's man. I've always enjoyed that line in that story.
Due to the peace between King Jabin and the Kenites, Sisera knew his way around these parts, for he had many times been sent by the king to Heber, the Kenite.
Oh, finally, there's Heber, the Kenite's tent, and his wife, Jael.
Oh, my mistress, look over there. Isn't that Captain Sisera?
Oh, no, it can't be. If we hurry, perhaps he won't.
Hello. Peace to the house of Heber.
Fear gripped the heart of Jael, for she knew that Sisera was a wicked man. If she ran inside the tent, he could either report to the king that the Kenites were traitors for refusing to help him, or it was possible that it would anger him, so she had to think fast.
Oh, yes. Is that my lord Sisera? Oh, my, just look at you. You must be tired. Please, come in and rest a while.
Yes, I am. Pour me some water.
Oh, no, my lord. Let me pour you a cup of milk. Strawberry, is it?
Oh, why, yes, you remembered.
Of course I did. With a man of your position, how could I ever forget? Now, lean back and relax. There. You must be exhausted. Let me bring you a blanket so that you can lie down.
No, really, I mustn't.
Oh, no, my lord. I insist. There, that's it. Just lie still and rest.
Well, all right. But only if you promise to stand guard outside of the tent door. Oh, and if anyone should come by asking if you've seen me, tell them no.
Then Jael took up a tent's nail and hammer and crept softly to him, careful not to wake him. She set the nail onto the side of his head and...
Rock-a-bye, baby, on the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will stop.
Hello, hello, is anyone home?
Yes, are you Barak?
Yes, I am.
Please, follow me inside of the tent. I believe I know the man you're looking for.
When he came into her tent, behold, Sisera lay dead, and the nail was in his temple.
Oh my, you sure nailed him.
Actually, I hit the nail on the head. Literally.
In our story today, we saw how two people, Barak and Jael, were both faced with a situation in their lives that caused them both to fear. Barak decided to allow his fear to keep him from being used of God, but Jael decided to face her fears, which in the end brought victory to the children of Israel and above all else pleased God.
In Revelation, the last book of the Bible, we read that the fearful and unbeliever will not make it to heaven. That is why it's so important for us to obey the gospel, which is found in Acts 2:38. With the Holy Ghost living on the inside of us, fear will have to go.
Now, let's take a few minutes to pray. Jesus, please forgive me for allowing fear to have control of my life. I know that only through you will I be able to overcome any fears that come my way. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Well, Sister Gloria, I really enjoyed learning about this superhero, Deborah. I'm so thankful that God can take the little and make it mighty. What a great and awesome God.
I completely agree, Sister Wren. Now, before we go, it's time to announce our winner of the drawing this week. And the winner is Brighton Scott. Congratulations, Brighton.
Stay tuned when we learn about Abraham, the superhero who looked for a city. Until next week,
see you later, superheroes.
Hello, King's Kids. This is Pastor Dudley. We are so glad you joined us for this King's Kids radio episode. Remember to join us each Sunday evening at 6 p.m. for a brand new lesson. And don't forget, our past lessons are always available to listen to on our website. We'd also like to extend an invitation to you and to your family to join us for services on Sundays at 11 a.m. and Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7:30 p.m. You can also listen to our services live at faithtabernaclejc.org. We want to thank you for listening to King's Kids Radio, and may God bless each and every one of you.